All right, I'm looking at an article by a website called The Self-Employed. Your gig just got easier is their tagline. The title of the, it's an infographic, How to Create Clickworthy Instagram Stories. Let's get into this. All right, so the title of the article, Infographic, How to Create Clickworthy Instagram Stories. By the way, I hardly ever introduce myself. I'm Todd.Live, your host of the Grammar School podcast. Sometimes I'm good at remembering to do that. Sometimes I'm not. This is episode number 653, broadcasting out to the world on September 18th, 2019. The article, Infographic, How to Create Clickworthy Instagram Stories. Many small businesses are catching on to the rising trend of using Instagram to promote their business. You don't say. Before you launch your next Instagram marketing campaign, check out these simple strategies on how to produce more effective and clickworthy content. Okay? So they've got six things here, and we'll go through them quick and make this an episode. Speed. Get your viewers' attention with an impactful first frame. Then use speed as a creative element to maintain their attention throughout. Speed. Sound. The more senses an ad engages, the harder it is to ignore. Facebook found that 80% of stories with sound drove better results than ads without. Strategic text. Keep copy to a minimum so it's easy to read. Consider its placement carefully so it doesn't distract from the main focal point. Branding. Top performing ads integrate branding at the start. Make brand elements unmissable at the beginning. Making brand elements unmissable at the beginning will assist with recall. Number five, call to action. Facebook found there was an 89% chance that chance of campaigns that emphasized a CTA driving more conversions. Make your CTA prominent. And finally, static in motion. Campaigns that mix static image and animation have an 80% chance of driving higher value for lower funnel metrics than video of static only assets. Okay. Static image. That's a photo. All right, let's talk about these just a little bit. Speed. Get your viewers' attention with an impactful first frame. Then use speed as a creative element to maintain their attention throughout. So I've talked about this before. Like if you do we're talking about Instagram stories here. That's what this article is about, or infographic. Speed. So your first, let's say that you're going to have a minute worth of content in your Instagram stories that you're going to maybe do a pitch or with something with a call to action in. So the first frame needs to be impactful. How can you make it impactful? You can add some speed to it. Maybe turn the camera to you. You know, my friend Owen Video, my friend Dan Norton, he does the exact same thing Owen does. They always have the camera pointed in the opposite direction of them, and they turn it really fast. As they start recording, they turn it really fast at their face. So there's some speed right there. And they talk quick. At least Owen does. I can't remember if Dan talks quick or not. But Owen talks quick. He's loud. He's joyous. He's happy. And that gets your attention immediately. And remember, these segments don't have to be 15 seconds, even though that's what you're allotted. The first frame, if that's what we're going to call the first Instagram story, the first segment, need only be 5 seconds. It could be something that captures attention. Turn the camera at yourself, bark out what you're going to say really, what you're talking about really quick, and end it so it skips to the next one, right? Sound, the more senses it engages, let's see, with sound drove better results. So sound, you could have, I mean, inside Instagram in the lenses, there are like the fire and explosion in the Super Zoom. The Super Zoom has all sorts of little features in there, and you could use certain ones that where you kind of like, there's an explosive effect. You could use music. Like, let's say you film a few of these segments really quick, throw them in Video Shop. You could play music. You could add music within Instagram. I mean, using sound will help you, okay? And mixing it up. Maybe your first segment is your quick attention-getting segment. Your second segment is maybe some branding with a call to action. And your third segment is a static in motion snap or story piece or segment or frame, whatever you want to call it, where there's a static image underneath movement. That's where you would use GIFs, right? The animated GIFs where you have a static image underneath, like click this. This is a brilliant little segment or Instagram infographic. Speed, sound, strategic text, branding, call to action, static and motion. Don't try to write those down while you're driving your car. If you're listening to this podcast while you're driving, just listen to the podcast again and catch it later. This is important. Build your Instagram stories with these in mind.